PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Today's featured words are final and pacify.
Just another beautiful day in the city, and Chuck just got released from prison.
You know, it's the same thing over and over. I think up a crime, a really good one, but somehow Word Girl stops me and sends me to jail. Then I get out, and what do? Think up another crime and get caught again. It's enough already. I'm through walking on the wild side. I mean it. I'm done with crime forever.
Whoever is sent by the right humanity of that story. Wait, Whammer has a great idea. Sandwich Head should team up with the Whammer. Commit one more crime. Quit.
No. You mean like one last job?
What's that?
Like, you know, a final crime before I retire?
Exacto mundo shmundo, Ripico. One final crime with the Whammer. One last job.
One last job, then retire in style. Okay, sure. What could go wrong?
Yeah! I mean, nothing!
Later that day, Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, is at the hardware store with her mother buying supplies for their weekend project.
Your new bookshelf is going to be so great, Becky. It has to hold as many books as you can read, sweetie. That way, we'll only have to buy one last bookshelf.
Okay.
Grapple hooks. Man, it's like you can only find the grapple hooks when you're not looking for them, right?
Whammer cannot relate to that observation.
Oh, Becky, I'm so happy we're here doing this together.
Excuse me, sirs, I don't know. Did I hear you say something about grapple hooks? Why do you need one of those?
Because Whammer and the Sandwich Man are going to the museum to...
To enrich ourselves culturally. Why else would you go to a museum?
So why do you need crowbars?
This is in case the doors to our minds are, you know, jammed shut.
Huh?
Anyway, nice talking to you.
They're up to something, Bob. Let's follow them.
There you are! Let's go! Time to start construction, team!
Actually, Mom, can we just...
This is gonna be so fun!
Okay, my final crime is also gonna be my most perfect one. Stealing a priceless fossil of man's first sandwich from the museum. Okay, here's the plan. This mayonnaise represents us. The mustard represents the museum guards. And the ketchup represents... ketchup. That's all.
Whammer don't need no plan. Whammer needs a wham, yeah. Totally rhymed.
No, committing the perfect crime takes patience, not whamming. You can't lose your cool. That's when things go bad.
Message received. And rejected. Whoa!
Ah, shh. Can you try to exercise some self-control, Whammer?
Whammer has no idea who or what you are talking about.
When you get worked up, find a way to pacify yourself. Don't wham. Just make yourself feel calm and peaceful. Think you can do that?
Yeah! Ooh! Self-control is totally whamming. Whammer's pacified.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's enough now.
While Whammer and Chuck work on their complicated plan, Becky and Mrs. Botsford are working on their complicated bookshelf.
Hold part B7L horizontally and fit into notch K. Got that, Becky? Good.
Chuck and the Whammer were acting really suspicious at the hardware store, Bob. Let's check it out. I know, but if we can just sneak away quickly and make sure they're not up to something, I'll be completely pacified. Pacify? Oh, well, it means calm down. See, I'm a little worked up because I think Whammer and Chuck are committing a crime. But if I find out they're not, it will totally pacify me, and I'll be relaxed enough to enjoy the afternoon.
Only 19 more steps. Lift nodule P and connect to the edge of...
Okay, let's just do a final check before we go. Word girl.
Looks like I caught you red-handed.
More like wham-handed. Here comes the...
Whammer, no. Don't you remember what I taught you?
Oh, yeah. Something about sandwiches, right?
No. The thing I just told you about self-control. It was a great speech.
Oh, yeah. Whammer doesn't have to wham. He's in charge of his own destiny. Totally pacified. Playing it cool.
Good for you.
I'm glad you two are having a moment, but I'm still here to stop you from committing whatever crime you're committing.
Crime? What crime? I've gone straight, I tell you. That life is behind me now. Can't a guy just mind his own business?
Yeah, with a big bag full of tools for breaking into places?
Well, they're from, it's a yard sale. I'm gonna sell them.
Yard sale? No, I don't... Well, we better get back, Huggy. But I have my eye on you, both of you.
That's it. I'm out. I'm not doing the museum job now. The heat's too hot. Sorry, Whammer, but you're on your own.
Hey, wait! Sandwich Dude taught Whammer not to wham. Didn't Whammer do a whamming job with Word Girl?
Yes, Whammer, you did very whamming. I may mean well, but I can't get caught again.
Whammer and Breadhead won't get caught. Now let's go get that sandwich fossil! Sandwich fossil! Let's get that sandwich fossil!
Okay, fine. You know, just when I thought I was out, they keep pulling me back in!
And the final step is... Enjoy your brand new bookshelf! Oh, that's cute. We will. Let's see how it looks! Yay, teamwork! Hey! Well, look at this! A special exhibit at the museum! It's in the paper! A rare fossil of man's first sandwich on display for one day only this Saturday. That's today!
Bob, remember at the hardware store when the Whammer started to say something about going to the museum? That must be the crime Chuck and the Whammer are planning.
Ooh, a coupon for salt!
Now remember, calmness and precision. Nothing can go wrong. Let's do this.
Hey, are those grapple hooks? Steve, sound the alarm.
Uh-oh!
No, no, Whammer. What about the plan?
Whammer's initiating Plan B.
What's Plan B?
Come on! Let's go get that sandwich rock! Wham! 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 Wham!
Wow, here it is. Man's first sandwich.
Yeah! Let's wham it open!
Not so fast! I knew you two were up to no good. Are you guys gonna turn yourselves in or put up a fight?
I'll give you a hint.
Hey, we were having a conversation.
Here's wham number two.
Quick, Huggy!
Wham!
Looks like you got me. Wham away!
Word Girl does not tell Whammer when to wham. Nobody tells Whammer when to wham. Or not to wham. And Whammer wants to wham. No! Oh, a monkey!
Nice work, Huggy!
I can't believe it. This was supposed to be my last job, the final crime before I retire.
I doubt that. Final means last, and knowing you, you would have tried another one sooner or later. So, you ready for jail?
No, I'll never go back. You hear me? Never, 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 ever, never. You hear me? Never, 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 ever, never.
Are you sure, Chuck? Because if we leave now, you can make it in time for dinner. Grilled cheese and pickle sandwiches.
Okay, let's go. And that was it. The one last job I never should have taken. But I've learned my lesson for good this time. And when I get out of here, I'm gonna live my life like a turkey sandwich. Plain and simple. You know, like, not doing any crimes or anything?
Tell you the truth, Breadman! You lost the whammer with the whole turkey thing!
Okay, what I'm saying is I'm going straight for good this time!
Ow! Okay! How about Chuck and the whammer steal one more thing, that goes straight!
Okay.
Yeah!
Well, I guess that wasn't Chuck's final crime after all. But we'll see if some time in prison can help pacify the whammer.
Wham!
Join us next time for another stupendous, exciting, downright whammed episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is apprehend. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes? Tell me.
Apprehend means to dress like a pirate, like Captain Tangent in that last scene, or like me this past Halloween. Check it out.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I did too dress like a pirate.
No, I mean the definition you gave for apprehend is incorrect.
I'm not following.
Yes, Phil!
Apprehend means to capture and take to jail. In all those clips, the police were apprehending the bad guys.
Correct! Congratulations, Phil! You are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Captain Tangent pirate costume! That seems a bit coincidental. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words muffled and flashback. It's another lazy afternoon in the Botsford home, and...
Not that lazy, actually. I have an essay due for school tomorrow.
I used to love writing essays for school.
Well, I have to write an essay about what I want to be when I grow up.
I always wanted to be a nurse. Love those little white hats.
Huh?
And where does a super bad supervillain like you go when he needs that extra special something that's extra and special? Why, to Hal Hardbug and Supervillain Supply Shop.
Oh, him. I didn't realize how hard this assignment's going to be. I can't tell everyone I'm going to be Word Girl when I grow up. What am I going to do?
What am I going to do? Oh, no! I've been robbed!
Uh-oh. Dad, I've got to go, do some research for my essay. Maybe I'll ask some grown-ups what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Have fun!
Didn't you see? A crime's been committed. We've got to get to Hal's supervillain supply shop. Of course! Everyone has a right to be safe from crime, even bad guys like Hal.
Oh, think about beekeeping. They have great hats, too.
Wait! bad girl! Am I glad to see you? A terrible crime has been committed!
What exactly was stolen, Mr. Hardbargain?
The bag blaster! It was a one-of-a-kind item guaranteed to do the job! And it folds up and fits under your bed, too!
What?
It's just a piece of junk that helps you bag groceries. And, you know, villains use it to, store their loot.
Oh. Well, who do you think might have stolen it?
Whoever stole it knew a bargain when he saw it, because he got it for free! Oh, and he must have had something to do with grocery bags.
Well, why do you say that?
No reason at all.
Who's that?
That's the Masked Bagger, the greatest supervillain of them all. And I ought to know. I've seen him come and go. He came and he went. I could just picture him now.
Uh-oh. Looks like we're having a flashback.
Oh, goody. I love flashbacks. What's a flashback?
A flashback is when you interrupt a story to show the audience something that happened before.
Little known fact, flashbacks make narrators dizzy. Or at least this narrator, okay?
What's the name of the Rumbling Dolphin Zone?
I'm afraid you'll have to speak more clearly. You're muffled.
Sorry, paper or plastic?
I detest riddles. What?
The eggs always go on top.
You're a little late, as always.
And the Masked Bagger hasn't been heard from in years.
Maybe that's because his voice is muffled. Get it? He hasn't been heard from? Oh, forget it. Don't you worry. I'll find the Masked Bagger and return the stolen bag blaster. Oh, by the way, Mr. Hardbargain, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be just what I am, the greatest salesman in the whole universe.
Universe?
Okay, make it the galaxy.
Hmm.
Well, the immediate 5-block area. Come on, give me a break!
You know, I could be a salesperson when I grow up. I am pretty good with words, after all. That's a given. I couldn't do it on my own. Do you remember a supervillain from years ago named the Masked Bagger?
Well, it was a long time ago. But I remember a time that...
Oh, no, not another flashback.
What?
Sorry, paper or plastic?
What? What?
The eggs always go on top.
You're too late again. Maybe you should consider another career.
Oh, it's that ripply thing the camera does that gets me.
His voice was always muffled, even though I'm not really sure what that word means.
Well, muffled means wrapped up or covered, so you know the sound is harder to hear clearly.
Oh, then I was using it correctly. Yay!
Oh, right. I have a question. Did you always want to be a security guard?
Oh, no. I always wanted to be a ballet dancer.
Huh. What happened?
Unfortunately, I wasn't very good at dancing, but it turned out I was very good at standing around.
Well, you turned out to be an excellent security guard.
It does take a certain poise.
I could be a security guard. They stop crime. Not crazy about the uniform, though. Needs a little pizzazz, you know? Brighter colors, maybe some striped leggings. Oh, and you know what would be adorable? A little... Yes, right, right. Find the Masked Bagger and see if he stole that bag blaster. Boy, that's hard to say. Hey there. I'm just here on a whim. You see, I'm investigating a crime for Hal Hardbargain, and I'm wondering if you happen to have anyone here who's especially good at bagging things.
Oh, nope. Nobody like that here.
Hmm. By the way, Mr. Grocery Store Manager, did you always want to be a grocery store manager?
No, I wanted to be a grocery store owner. And someday, I will.
Would you still get to wear the apron?
Oh, this isn't for my job. I just like aprons.
I guess some people get to be what they want, and some people find out they want to be something else. I still don't know what I'm going to write about, though. Yes, right. We'd better come up with a plan. Word! And the winner of the first annual Bag Off will win this one-of-a-kind, personally autographed picture of Captain Huggy Face.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, baggers. Ready? Set. Bag! Ugh, this isn't working out too well.
Go on top.
It's you! You're the masked bagger!
No, I'm not. I've never even heard of the masked bagger.
If that's true, put the eggs in the bottom of the bag.
Sure. No problem, word girl. No! I can't do it! The eggs always go on top! I admit it, I am the masked bagger. Or I was, a long, long time ago.
Well, what happened? Why did you stop being a supervillain?
Well, I tried being a supervillain for a little while, but I felt bad about the stealing. And I really only did it because I enjoyed bagging things.
And you swear you gave up your life of crime?
Indeed, I did. I even returned everything I stole.
Except one thing. Here he is, Hal. We caught the masked bagger.
I tell you, I never stole that bag blaster.
I can't believe it! The masked bagger in my store!
Why are you so excited to meet the guy who stole from you? Who is that?
That's my mother.
Wait a minute. So you don't have a picture of the masked bagger?
Oh, no. And he didn't steal the bag blaster. It wasn't stolen at all. I just wanted you to find him and bring him here so I could get a photo of him to put on my little wall and maybe give him the bag blaster for half price.
You mean you made me waste my whole day flying around to solve a crime that hadn't even been committed?
Guilty as charged. And I also lied about something else. I didn't always want to be a salesman. I wanted to be the masked bagger.
I'm so flattered.
I even made a duplicate of your costume.
Wow.
But I'm still going to have to take you to jail.
Aww.
For now, cheese! Huh?
Aisle six.
Oh, no, I mean say cheese.
Cheese!
Cheese.
And done.
All right. Did you decide what you want to be?
Yes. When I grow up, I want to protect things like a security guard, supply people with useful stuff like a supply store owner or a teacher, and bag bad guys, like a grocery store clerk. Sort of. I also want to wear a really cool costume, like, I don't know...
A nurse? Or a beekeeper? Or how about a nurse who keeps bees?
Sure.
Wow, you might as well have said you wanted to be Word Girl.
Word Girl? Don't be silly, Dad. That's cuckoo crazy.
I know, I mean...
What?
Sorry. Just testing out my new flashback protection helmet. I think I had it on backwards. The unmuffled translation of what I just said is, join us next time for another thrilling episode of
Word Girl! Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome,
and this is the bonus round of
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word apprehend. Ready to play the bonus round?
All right.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for apprehend. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number one. It looks like the police are apprehending the amazing rope guy.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Captain Tangent pirate ship.
How am I supposed to get it home?
No idea.
See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!